hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up for Nicholas Pineau, my Voice of America colleague, who did an exclusive interview with Fatma Samora, the first female Secretary General of FIFA, World Football's governing body. The 55-year-old Samora is from Senegal, and she spoke with Nick in French. However, the interview was translated to English, and you can check it out at both my Facebook and Twitter pages. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Once again, those addresses, facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. FIFA Secretary General Samora talked with Nick about preparations for next year's World Cup in Russia, as well as the reform process within FIFA. Regarding next year's World Cup, Samora said, and I quote, "We have every reason to think Russia will be ready and that it will offer a fantastic World Cup." Samora says the focus is now on the 8 stadiums that are not yet inaugurated. She says there are stadiums and hotels still under construction in Russia, but she says FIFA has no worries. Meanwhile, FIFA has released its October rankings, which determine the 7 highest-ranked teams joining host Russia as the top-seeded teams in the 2018 World Cup draw on December 1st in Moscow. Defending World Cup champion Germany is at the top of the rankings. Brazil is ranked 2nd, followed by Portugal, Argentina, and Belgium. Poland is 6th, and France is 7th. Host Russia gets a top seed for the World Cup draw, even though it's ranked 65th in the world for October. Taking a quick look at the top 10 African teams in the October FIFA rankings, the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia moved ahead of the World Cup-bound Pharaohs of Egypt for the top position on the continent. The Tunisians are 28th overall, and the Egyptians, the top-ranked African team in September, are 30th overall. There were celebrations in Cairo and other areas of Egypt recently after the Pharaohs qualified for their first World Cup since 1990. Back to the October FIFA rankings. Senegal is number 32, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo at number 35, and the World Cup-bound Super Eagles of Nigeria at number 41. The Super Eagles recently booked their 6th World Cup appearance with a 1-0 win over the visiting Chipolopolo of Zambia in Uyo. Cameroon is number 42 overall in the October FIFA rankings, followed by Morocco at 48, Ghana at 52, Burkina Faso at 55, and Ivory Coast at 61. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Oh, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all the way. If you keep on the sunny side of life. Oh, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side.
boxing news now on the VOA. IBF and WBA World Heavyweight Champion Anthony Joshua will now fight Cameroon-born challenger Carlos Takam on October 28th after his original opponent, the Bulgarian Kubrat Pulev, pulled out with a shoulder injury. Joshua versus Takam will take place at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, Wales. The 36-year-old Takam was selected because he's currently ranked number 3, right behind Pulev, in the IBF rankings. Takam has a professional record of 35 wins, 3 losses, and 1 draw with 27 knockouts. Born in Douala, Cameroon, Takam represented Cameroon at the amateur level, but he now lives in France, where he's had most of his prize fights.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association officially tips off its regular season later Tuesday night with 2 games. The Cleveland Cavaliers will host the Boston Celtics in a rematch of last season's Eastern Conference Finals. And then the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors begin their quest for another title with a home game against the Houston Rockets. The Cavaliers beat the Celtics 4-1 in the playoffs last season, and then they went on to lose to the Warriors 4-1 in the NBA Finals. The Cavaliers and the Celtics pulled off one of the biggest trades in the offseason, swapping their star point guards, Kyrie Irving and Isaiah Thomas. While Irving will play this evening for the Celtics, Isaiah Thomas is still recovering from a hip injury suffered last season, and he'll sit out. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2017, let's look back on June's NBA Finals. And we'll hear first from the man who was named the most valuable player in the championship series.
They call us a super team, but been a lot of super teams that hasn't worked. And we came together and we continue to just believe in each other and we sacrificed and we champs now.
That's Kevin Durant of the National Basketball Association champion Golden State Warriors. Durant won his first NBA title and the Warriors their 2nd in 3 years after beating the visiting Cleveland Cavaliers 129-120 to win the 2017 NBA Finals 4-1. Kevin Durant scored 39 points in Game 5 and was a unanimous choice as the most valuable player of the NBA Finals. Kevin says lifting the trophy, though, was a true team effort.
We did it together, man, without the whole team, man. You gotta, man, what about Patrick McCaw tonight? What about Zaza Pachulia to start the game? He was amazing. What about Stephen Curry after not having a great game in Game 4, came out tonight and played like a big dog? 15 free throws, 10 assists, 34 points. You know what I'm saying? I don't say what you want about him, but he played like a big dog all series. And so to do that as a group.
Now let's hear from the big dog, Stephen Curry.
It was unbelievable. The energy in the building from the time we stepped foot on the floor was on 12 out of 10. It was just ridiculous. And obviously there were ups and downs and runs during the game, but you always could feel like we were so close to just breaking it open. And that last 3 minutes was a blur just of pure emotion and energy, and you could feel it. So for us to be able to do it in front of our home crowd, something I'll remember for a very long time, and for the whole Bay Area that supported us, you know, since I've been here my rookie year, man, the depths of the NBA to hear us, you know, world champs again, crazy. Enjoy every minute of it.
Another man who took part in the celebrations was Golden State's head coach, Steve Kerr.
Incredible basketball, incredible high-level basketball out there. And so congrats to them on a great season. Obviously, we were heartbroken last year, but this year was it was our turn, and we're obviously quite happy, if you couldn't tell by my wet hair.
For our VOA basketball fans keeping score, Steve Kerr has now won 7 NBA titles, 5 as a player and 2 as a coach. Kerr talks about being heartbroken last year when the Warriors lost to the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. Well, you might say Coach Kerr was heartbroken through much of this year's NBA playoffs. That's because Kerr wasn't able to coach the Warriors because of chronic back problems. After a 6-week absence, Kerr returned for Game 2 of the NBA Finals, and he's now celebrating another championship. Cleveland superstar LeBron James averaged a triple-double during the NBA Finals, 33.6 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists over 5 games. But it wasn't enough for LeBron to win his 4th NBA title. LeBron was asked if he and the Cavaliers felt overmatched by the Warriors.
No, I don't think I've ever, not one time that I felt like we were overmatched until probably like, I looked up there, like a minute 20, and we were down 13, I believe, right, something at that point, and I was like, okay. We left everything on the floor, and it still wasn't enough. They assembled a great team. You know, we was able to get them last year, and they went out and got, you know, one of the best players that this league has ever seen. You know, so, you know, they did a good job of a great job. You know, their front office and their players by doing that recruiting, the things that they did in the summertime, and obviously it paid dividends.
That's LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers speaking after losing the 2017 NBA Finals to the Golden State Warriors, and LeBron was speaking in Oakland, California. A few fun facts now about Kevin Durant, who, as I mentioned earlier, won his first NBA title and was named the most valuable player of the 2017 NBA Finals. Durant was born here in Washington, D.C. He played one season of college basketball for the University of Texas, and in the 2007 NBA draft, was the 2nd overall pick by the Seattle Supersonics. After Kevin Durant's rookie NBA season, the team relocated to Oklahoma City and became the Thunder. Kevin Durant played 9 seasons for the Thunder organization before signing with the Golden State Warriors as a free agent in July of 2016. Kevin Durant has also won 2 Olympic gold medals for the USA in men's basketball at the 2012 Games in London and the 2016 Games in Rio de Janeiro.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
From Pink to Pitbull, Beyonce to Bruno Mars, the hits live here on the Top 20 Countdown. Hi, I'm Ray McDonald, and for the past 30 years, I've been counting down the very best of the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart. The hit list never sleeps, so don't you miss a moment of the action. Join me every Thursday for the Top 20 Countdown, right here and worldwide on the Voice of America.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need.
free ear therapy, and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next, Straight Talk Africa, an in-depth discussion on the unpredictable nature of Africa's presidential politics. From Liberia's peaceful transition of power, to uncertainty in the Democratic Republic of Congo, to confusion in Kenya. A conversation on the continent's unsettling elections on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here. VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. Good to be here with you.
Welcome back, Andrew. What's trending on this Tuesday?
Well, a couple of follow-ups from stories that we talked about yesterday. Of course, we talked about Colin Kaepernick, the former quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, filing that complaint about the collusion. He alleges that owners in the National Football League are trying to keep him from getting a job. And we talked about maybe Colin Kaepernick could end up with the Green Bay Packers because their quarterback Aaron Rodgers is going to be out for the season after breaking his collarbone. Well, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy, was discussing his plans to move on with the team and move on after Aaron Rodgers' injury, and a reporter asked him, what about hiring Colin Kaepernick? And McCarthy, by all accounts that I've seen, snapped at this reporter. He said, did you just listen to the question I just answered? He said he's happy with his quarterback team. They don't have any plans to hire anyone. So that seems to be the answer right there. It does not look like Colin Kaepernick will be getting a job with the Green Bay Packers. And will I imagine his complaint against the NFL will thus continue.
Well, we'll wait and see how that complaint progresses, Andrew. What else is trending?
Well, the other big story we talked about yesterday was the Major League Baseball playoffs, and we talked about the home field advantage. The Houston Astros have won the first two games at Houston. The Los Angeles Dodgers have won their first two games at home in Los Angeles. Well, the Houston Astros-New York Yankees series, the American League Championship Series, moved to New York last night. And the home field advantage just continued because New York won 8-1. They now have still down 2-1, but at least they've won a game in that series. So they won't be swept by the Astros. Tonight we'll see if Chicago can make their home field, the storied Wrigley Field in Chicago, work to their advantage. So we'll see if that home field advantage continues. But so far, it has played out just that way in the American League.
Home field advantage, key so far, Andrew.
Yes.
What else is trending out there in the sports world?
Well, the big story that everybody's talking about is one that you had earlier in the show. Of course, the NBA season kicking off tonight. Two big matchups. Ahead of those matchups, fans are talking about just their excitement for the season. One fan, I love this, he just wrote over and over and over again in all caps, the NBA season starts today, the NBA season starts today, the NBA season starts today, just over and over and over in his social media post about 30 times. So, needless to say, he's a little excited. And there are a lot of other fans who are posting GIFs and videos of NBA players who are dancing, laughing, having fun, all in anticipation of tonight. And it really echoes the fans' mood. They're all really excited to see basketball back. Now, the two big matchups, Boston versus Cleveland, the rematch of last season's Eastern Conference Finals. All eyes on these teams after they made some trades in the offseason. Kyrie Irving went to the Celtics from the Cavaliers, and a bunch of players, including Isaiah Thomas, went from the Boston Celtics to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So some back and forth with who's where, and also Derrick Rose moving over to the Cavs. So a lot of moving of the chess pieces, if you will. The Cavs are reportedly going to honor Kyrie Irving before the game with a video tribute highlighting his contributions. Some fans are saying that's a bad idea. They're thinking that the fans there at Quicken Loans Arena are going to boo that video because there's no love lost in Cleveland for Kyrie Irving. He made it very clear he did not want to play there, which is why he's now in Boston. And one Twitter poll I saw, Sonny, said that overwhelmingly Kyrie Irving should not get a video tribute. It was about 34% said yes, 66% said no. So a lot of eyes even before the game are going to be on that video tribute. And a lot of eyes before the game are going to be on LeBron James, because with all of the protests going on in the National Football League, there's the thought that it's going to carry over to the National Basketball Association. And LeBron James has been very outspoken, like Colin Kaepernick had been, about the treatment of minorities by police. He's worn T-shirts before the games. He's made his views very well known in the offseason. So a lot of people are going to be watching LeBron James to see what he'll do during the national anthem, if he'll kneel or sit, or if he'll even be on the court.
We'll have to wait and see. You mentioned Derrick Rose joining the Cavaliers. Also, Dwayne Wade reunited with LeBron James. Interesting lineup that the Cavaliers have this season.
Yeah, that's the reason why there a lot of people are saying they're the team to beat. Now, the other matchup tonight, the late night matchup, is the actual team to beat because they are the reigning National Basketball Association champions, the Golden State Warriors. They'll be taking on the Houston Rockets. Another big matchup, and you look at the Houston team that's added Chris Paul from the LA Clippers. You look at this Golden State team that's really trying to keep the momentum rolling. It's going to be very interesting to see that matchup as well. So a lot of eyes on these two very big marquee matchups to start the season tonight. And there's even anticipation ahead of after these games, I should say, into the latter parts of the week when we see more games happening on Wednesday and Thursday. A lot of big-name rookies already getting a lot of attention, including Lonzo Ball playing with the Los Angeles Lakers. His start in their season opener on Thursday was in doubt because of an ankle injury, but he says he will be playing. Arguably the rookie that's gotten the most attention with all the sneaker deals and his father, who's been very gregarious out there kind of promoting his son. So a lot of eyes on that as well. And 8 months away from the NBA Finals. We haven't even started the season yet, Sonny, and people are already making predictions about who will come out on top. We're seeing certainly Golden State, certainly Cleveland part of that conversation, but some wild cards as well. People saying that there are some teams that made the right moves in the post or the offseason that they're looking to get to the postseason this year. So we'll see if that can actually happen or if it's just going to be another Cleveland Golden State matchup. We'll see if we get it yet again.
That would be, I think, the fourth year in a row if they were to advance to the NBA Finals again.
Yeah, that would be unprecedented. It'd be pretty cool. I think there's a subset of fans that would really like to see that, but a lot of others that say, come on, give some love to the other teams out there.
And Andrew, you mentioned the young players making their presence felt in the NBA. Quick shout out for Markelle Fultz, the top pick in the NBA draft. He'll be right here in Washington on Wednesday evening with his Philadelphia 76ers team. It'll be interesting to see how he does. He does have some local ties, Andrew. I think he went to high school at DeMatha High School, located...
Big basketball program in the D.C. area, yeah, feeder for colleges.
Yeah, and one of the powerhouse teams.
Definitely. So that's one of the teams, actually, the Philadelphia 76ers. After years of languishing, there's hope that with Markelle Fultz and some other players that they've added in the past few years that they could be a team to beat. But we'll have to see when the play gets underway tonight. All I know is that tonight is going to be some great matchups. Going to definitely be worth watching.
Opening night in the NBA. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks very much, Sonny.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. And that wraps up the October 17th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
No.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States will continue its long tradition of welcoming and caring for refugees. During fiscal year 2018, the U.S. government has proposed admitting up to 45,000 refugees from Africa, 19,000, East Asia, 5,000, Europe and Central Asia, 2,000, Latin America and Caribbean, 1,500, Near East and South Asia, 17,500. The new limit of 45,000 refugees is lower than in recent years. It takes into account a number of factors: the security of the American people, the government's capacity to properly vet the refugees according to its enhanced security procedures, and the backlog of hundreds of thousands of asylum cases the Department of Homeland Security currently faces from people who have already come into the United States and are seeking protection. Since 1975, the U.S. has welcomed more than 3 million refugees. With the new ceiling limit, the United States will continue to permanently resettle more refugees than any other country and will keep offering protection to the most vulnerable of those who have been persecuted because of race, ethnicity, political opinion, nationality, religion, or membership in a particular social group. It is also important to note that refugee resettlement is only one part of the U.S.'s response to the global crisis of forced displacement. The U.S. remains the world's leading donor of humanitarian assistance, providing over $7 billion last year. During the 2017 fiscal year, the U.S. provided more than $1.4 billion in humanitarian assistance for the Syria crisis and more than $581 million for Iraq. In addition, the U.S. has given nearly $2.5 billion for people from countries facing famine and nearly $104 million for displaced persons in Burma and the region. We are also the number one contributor to the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and continue to be the leading donor to other agencies to provide life-saving support for refugees and conflict victims, including the Red Cross, Movement, the World Food Program, UNICEF, and a wide range of non-governmental humanitarian organizations. This support provides vital assistance to refugees and conflict victims close to their home countries, with the view to enabling refugees to return to their homes voluntarily and in safety when conditions permit. The United States takes pride in its humanitarian efforts and goals and will continue to care for people around the world who are fleeing violence and persecution.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Linor Moudou. Please join me live every Tuesday at 17:30 UTC in VOA's health program, Health Chat. Hear from doctors, nurses, international experts discussing the health issues of your concern. Health Chat puts listeners directly in touch with medical professionals. You can talk to them live for free or email your questions. Health Chat brings the medical professionals to your home.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.